Blog Talk Radio.
We would render.
Jackson fell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell.
Yes, we are on the line, right? Oh, Lord, what happened? All right, later, brother Eli. Tim, I may touch something. I mean, I know it is happening. I may touch something. I may not know what happened. If they hand, I may touch something. I may not suppose the lab out. I'm supposed to go back. You want here? Do you want here?
Yes.
Oh, here. But maybe I'm not again.
You want the
person? Yes, this is on. Not said this one day on. Yes, he said this one on. So you get in that stuff, you don't walk in.
Sister Powell?
No.
Sister Powell?
Hello?
We can hear you. We can hear you on the line. I don't know if you tried to mute your phone, but we can hear you in the prayer line.
I know. You know what? A while ago, I cut off. I didn't have, so I just went dark before my grandson to get me back on.
Oh, you can see
okay.
The screen? Okay.
Yes. My screen cut. I just thought something, and it's so clear. So that is the reason I went to my grandson and asked him to help me with it.
Okay. Let me mute
all
my
right.
Because the prayer line, we mute, all of this has been recorded. Okay.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. Nothing bad anyhow. God is good. Yes. So how are you, my dear? We want to start? You're on the line, right? The Lord said we are two or three gathered together doing the thing concerning our will. He's in the midst. So, my dear,
mm-hmm.
We're going to pray and give God the praise. Father in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love and your mercies towards us and the blessings that you have given unto us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this line. Thank you for Sister Carla. She joined, dear Lord. And even a while ago, dear Lord, the line was gone and we were playing music. And all of a sudden, just one little touch, dear Lord, the phone, everything get dead. I am so thankful and grateful that my grandson was here to come and help me with this technology. And dear Father, we just want to thank you, Lord. As we gather here tonight, Lord, to give you praises this El Thursday night, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon each heart, hasten the footsteps of your sons and your daughter, that they will join, Lord. There are so much things we have to give you thanks and praise for. The many blessings you restored upon each one. I know, my dear sister, Carla Kente, you are so good to her in traveling, giving her traveling mercy to and fro on the busy road. You have been protecting her. You have been providing for her. You have been allowing her, Lord, to witness to others and to draw them closer to you. Myself too, Lord, and also my brothers and sisters, Lord, help us that you will pour that lot of rain upon us so that we will see the needs to go out and share. Father, this world is celebrating Thanksgiving, but we want to thank you that we can celebrate thankfulness to you every minute and every hour. And even though today, dear Lord, and we join with family members, because myself, family members were there, and dear Lord, I said we have to do something different. And we join, sit down and sing songs and read scripture of thankfulness for what you have done. Because some of us never see each other for months, Lord, and we can join together and see each other. So I just want to thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the provision that you have made, Lord, and even, Lord, to share with our neighbors. So we ask you as we come tonight, dear Father, we ask you to pour your spirit upon each heart and help us, Lord, that we will share and give you all the praise that due to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters in Advent Health Reform Thursday, welcome on this line. And I do hope that you guys have a blessed day today, a wonderful day, you know, not as all the world is celebrate, but as the Lord have given us to us every day for us to give thanks. So I just hope that each one have a wonderful day. And as we know today, tonight is Health Thursday, and the Lord has given us the message. And, you know, so we will just read our scripture, Sister Carla. I don't know if you are in a position that you can read Genesis 1, 29, and after 30 to 30 for us. And I will read 3 John, because this is what we focus upon. It may be every night, Thursday night, we are hearing the same thing, brothers and sisters, but this is what we focus on, right, for Health Reform Thursday. Genesis 1:29.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 29?
Yes, and you can do 30, just do 30.
Okay. And it reads, And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, my dear sisters, for reading Genesis 1, 29 and 30. And this is what the promises and command that God gave us, right? He gave us every herb, right, bearing seed. And it shall be meat for us, and every tree of the tree then it shall be for meat. So God gave us that, and we saw that in Genesis, that when God created the heaven and the earth, you know, that is the first chapter in the Bible. So we know that God loves us so much that he gave us what we should have. Just only we be what disobedient, not following the command that God have given unto us. Right? And in 3 John, I will just read 3 John 1, verse 4. And it's also said, because sometimes people say, no, you know, what is in the is Genesis is not it that counted. You know, Genesis is just Genesis. The Old Testament die away with. So if we can point them to the New Testament so that they can see that it's all there, Dear God, love us so much that you make provision for his children. It says, the elder unto the well-beloved Carlos, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that ye may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So we saw Sister Carla and the others on the line that the love that God have for us, he wanted us to prosper. And he also not just only prosper in wealth or, you know, and in things, but he wants us to prosper in our health, in health. Right? He wants us to prosper in health. You know, this, yeah, he wants us to prosper in health. So we are so grateful to know that he loves us so much, right? Then it said, For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to the stranger. So, brothers and sisters, we see that God wants us to walk in the truth, follow the truth wherever we go. And my dear beloved sister, you know, there are some certain things that is happening on around it, especially among Seventh-day Adventism, that is going on. Some strange things is going on. And we know that the Lord gave us the truth and he wants us to walk in the truth. So let us be faithful to the Lord and also to study his word so that we can go out with the true message, brothers and sisters. Because if we go out with not a true message to the dying world, we are leading our brothers and sisters astray. So God said, he wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. So I'm so grateful to my dear beloved sister on this line that we can depend upon God. He is the truth. He is the light. He is the creator. And he gave us all these precious gifts that we to follow and to serve. So I'm so thankful. And as we know that tonight is health, I always like to read a little of the quote that we have in the episode here. It said, the Lord has given you a work, not me alone, given us a work to do, which he does not propose to do for you. You should move out from principle in harmony with natural law. Irrespective of feeling, you should begin to act upon the light that God has given you. Just as though we were talking away that the Lord said, I wish above all things that we would prosper. God wants us to settle in the light and the truth, right? And we just have to pray that God will you help us that we will follow the truth. You may not be able to do this at all at once, but you can do much by moving out gradually in faith, believing that God will be your helper. Nothing we can do on our own, my dear brothers and sisters, because we know that we can't do it on ourselves, but we must believe that God will be our helper and that he will strengthen us. So each moment we are asking him for that strength and that power. You could exercise in walking and in performing duties requiring light labor in your family and not be so dependent upon others. The consciousness that you can do will give you an increase strength, an increased strength. I will stop there, brothers and sisters, and ask my brothers and sisters to join. Let us settle in the truth. Let us be obedient in the truth. Let us follow the truth. And as tonight is health reform, I know that a lot of us do things, you know, and also give some natural remedy to their friends and family, you know, to help them there during this crisis that we are in. So now, my dear brothers and sisters, the line is open. You can press number one. so that I will open your line that you can share. And welcome everyone again on this line, elders, and I'm asking my brothers to share, you know, whether a song, a testimony, a praise, and also can give some wonderful reports of the things that God have given unto you, can share it with your brothers and sister what God have done for you. So I'm going to open this line. 423-635, I open your line. Can you, yeah, welcome again on Advent Health Reform Thursday.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. God is truly worthy to be praised, and his love is for each and every one of us. We have seen how the Lord has blessed us and brought us such from such a you know, a place where we were. But I'm just grateful and thankful for the Lord for life. I thank him for strength, for health, for ministry, be able to minister to other, being able to ask for forgiveness of my sins and just to pray with others and to show them the love of Jesus. And I just thank him for putting that in my heart, because where I used to be, you know, it was a different place from this, you know. So I just thank the Lord for that. I'd like to share a psalm before I share some herbs, some tell you about some herbs that is really good for the health. And the song is Marvelous Grace, 109, Marvelous Grace. Again, this is Sister Carla, I'm sorry, from Tennessee. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sins and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea cold waves threaten the soul with infinite love. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. Amen, amen. God's grace, my brothers and sisters. And I just wanted share a little bit about Chlorella, C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A, Chlorella. And it said it helps to reduce the blood of heavy metal, and we have a lot of heavy metal in our body through, you know, the food, the air, the water, where, you know, our body's having a lot of heavy metal, and we need to detox those heavy metal, get them out of our body. And also help to bind the metals and and other toxin that's in our body, because there's different type of toxin, but the metals are bad because they cause Alzheimer's and brain problem and different health issues. It also makes the chlorella makes it easy for the body to remove them. It's high in compounds such as beta carotene, chlorophyll, which also I have chlorella and chlorophyll. Lutein, which is good for the eyes. I have, you know, lutein pills, but this chlorella have lutein in it, so you get all these good benefits in one. It's a green, like an algae sort of thing, so you get all these benefits in it. Also, it's considered antioxidant, and it helps to protect the body against free radical and by extension, oxidation. Chlorella affects how gene age, so it also helps to make, you know, especially the ladies, we want to look younger a little longer, and we have to, of course, we have to take care of our skin and our body, drink a lot of water. I mean, it's a blessing to not look your age and to see how God give us these herbs and these things to help our body. And also ashwagandha, A-S-H-W-A-G-A-N-D-H-A. It's used to calm the brain, reduce swelling, excuse me, and lower blood pressure. It's a natural sleep aid, and it helps with mental alertness, and it improves memory attention. So it improves your attention span, and it just helps to reduce the swelling and be a common herb. And I just thank the Lord, because as I read about herbs, I buy them and I store them and I will put them in my smoothie and I will take them, and it's just a blessing to have these herbs and to be able to be your own doctor, your own physician, to take care of your health, because soon there won't be any hospital, there won't be any doctors, anyone to treat you, and they will want to treat you through drugs that are through having you hooked up to computer, and this is not the way God designed it. So we have to go back to the old way of doing thing, and we have to go back to the herbs which God has created for us as meat, as healing. There's healing in the leaves, and I just thank the Lord for learning and wanted to know so much about herbs. It starts about learning about herbs for the hair and for the skin, and now it's expanding to learning about herbs for the whole body. And I make salve. You know, I put together over 15 herbs, and I make pain salve, and I also make something for sleep aid. Many people have problems falling asleep, and I make this aid to help people fall asleep quicker, and just to, you know, to help those that are having problems with insomnia. So it's a blessing to learn these things and to put them in practice. And I also grow my herbs. I have an herb garden, and this year I was able to grow lemon balm, peppermint. I have mullein that I forages. I have lemon vervain. I have basil. I just have a few other herbs, but most of them I was able to pick, and I was able to make tea and also produce tea to sell on the line or sell when I go to the Tree of Life to put them in the store. So it's a blessing how God is having us to be mindful of the things around us, and so we can use it for the healing of ourselves and our body, and to help others and to encourage them that we all can be fishers of men, and we can be farmers, and we can use the things that God give us to benefit us. Thank you again, Sister Powell. God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Your line. Okay. Gotcha.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Carlo. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for coming and singing "Amazing Grace." You know, God is so good and he's so great. And, you know, for those that help it, my dear sister, you know, when we can look upon what God have done for us and gave us all these herbs, it's a blessing. So I just want to thank you for sharing the blessing. I did not get that name, Good Sister Carla, the one I get, Carla, right? And but the second one, I think you started with A-M. I did not get the spelling good. I just want to thank you. And you can just get it, text it from to me that I can really look up those herbs, how good they are, and also to share with my brothers and sisters. So I just want to thank you for sharing and how God have been blessing you, that you have the herb garden. And, you know, producing your peppermint, your basil, and other things that you can use, you know, to help others. So all these things and health tips that we have here on Health Reform Thursday, brothers and sisters, I do hope that we will take it in consideration, that we can go and use these wonderful herbs that God have given unto us. So I just want to thank you, Sister Carlo, for sharing, right? And brothers and sisters on this line, I'm asking you to press number one so that you can share. I'm going to open the line for 518-482. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? I see a finger there. I hope.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. Another wonderful privilege. Another year. I have to say another year because today is the Thanksgiving Day that most people around here celebrate, you know. And I'm very thankful for seeing this day. The Lord has spared my life. He has protected me. He has kept me from the virus that is going around so much. And I just want to give God praise and thanks him for what he has done for me and my family. And protecting many of us, too, are included into this because we were not shocked with the virus that is going on right now. And we see that people is around still having fun, and they still wearing the mask. Some not wearing the mask, but whatever it is, to me and to us, God is good. God is good. And I am blessed to be on this line, to come here and share whatever little thing God has placed on my mind to say. And I know that it's a fact because God is so good to me and to every one of us that we cannot stop praising him for his goodness and his mercy towards us. You know, I was speaking to a friend this afternoon and she was saying that she was giving me another, she was giving me this what you call it, this seed, this black seed. Because I'm way into the things that God made for us, and, you know, natural remedies. I love natural remedies, as I always say. And I use nothing else but natural remedies. I do not want these kind of things that the doctor gives, the medication. I don't need them. I need unless I'm very ill and they have to use them on me, and I don't know, they could go right ahead. But as long as I'm alive and I'm moving around, I am going to use my natural remedy that God has given me. Right now, I would like to give my little input about dry skin. You know, right now we are in the winter season, and dry skin and chafings and all these things is around us. And the skin is overly dry. And there can be a tendency of chafing more during the winter. And there is both water, that means that you're losing water, and oil loss in the skin. This is dry skin and chafing. This may seem to be a matter of a little concern, but it can be a sign of more serious problems. Essential fatty acid deficiency that can result in cardiovascular disease, stroke, heart attack, etc. Dry skin can be a sign of an underactive thyroid. So if you are daily supplementing, if you're not daily supplementing it with like 100, 1,000 units or more of vitamin A, you should use. If you're suffering from very dry skin, and vitamin A is good, but you cannot overuse it, because if you overuse vitamin, if you take an overdose, it's bad. It's dangerous to take too much vitamin A, as good as it may seem to be. But what we should do is eat a nutritious diet of vegetables, fruits, grains, seeds, legumes, nuts, high sulfur food. And you know what? The high sulfur food is right in our kitchen. Garlic, onions, asparagus. It helps keep the skin smooth and youthful. Try and avoid animal fats. We should not use animal fats, hydrogenated oil, fried food. Use no oil that has been heated. We shouldn't use those type of oil. Use no sugar, no chocolate, no junk food, alcohol, or caffeine. The solution to this problem is not superficial creams, which contain Vaseline or aluminum, but containing enough unsaturated fatty acid in the diet. These would be the uncooked vegetable oil, such as wheat germ oil, flaxseed oil, sesame oil, seed oil, corn oil, soy oil. These are oils that we all could use. These oils should be fairly fresh. And they must not, if they are rancid, it is, whatever is in it is being destroyed. So we should never use rancid oil because it destroys the vitamin E in that meal. And it takes additional vitamin E supplements. Every day we have to take, you have to take vitamin E supplements each day, like 800 to 1,200 units a day. And if you're taking supplements in vitamin A, begin taking a moderate amount, not over 25 units a day. Carrot juice, another important thing, beta-cortisone daily will also help. B-complex, simple B-complex. Vitamin C, 1,000, two times a day. And zinc, not more than 50 milligrams. You use that daily. Try and cut out all grease and other saturated fat and acid. And in their place, put a teaspoon of good oil, flaxseed oil, wheat germ oil. They are the best on your food after it is cooked. So I will stop right there for my natural remedy. That is for dry and chafing skin. And I know we are right in the season for this. And sometimes you even have cracked lips. Some people, their lips are very chapped and cracked. Yes, this causes by the low humidity, sunlight, wind, cold temperature, and lack of oil on the lips. And there are several other factors you can control these things with. Use vitamin B, Brewer's Yeast. Vitamin B and Brewer's Yeast both help cracked lips. And they make your lips crinkle or flake. And you feel your lips are chappy. Can cause cracks in the corner of your mouth. And eventually shrink the size of the upper lip. A deficiency of B6 produces sore lips. We should use folic acid. I know you can't remember all of these things. Folic acid, this was one of the vitamins. You use about 400 milligrams. And pantothenic acid, that's another acid you use with 100 milligrams. And taking addition to other B vitamins often prevent lip ulcers and other sore lips problems. Apply vitamin E You should apply vitamin E from a Pierce capsule to help heal the lips. And also take 400 daily. Use calcium. Calcium helps to hold the cells together. And unsaturated fatty acid, flaxseed oil, is the best. And magnesium helps your body absorb it. So take caution and try to get these things so we can use. Take a high potency of vitamin and mineral supplement. And all of these would help with your chapped lips. Yes, we have a lot of stuff that we could use. And still we have other things that we could use, like beeswax, cucumber skin, cover dry lips to help lubricate them, lavender, essential oil, natural oil. Remember, you know, the toothpaste that you use to brush your teeth? That dries the lips. Instead of using those type of toothpaste, we should brush your teeth with baking soda. Baking soda is good. Use on the brush. Chronically sore lips may be due to allergic reaction to food, too. Chewing gums, cosmetic mouthwash, all toothpaste. Experiment without this or that for a time and see what is causing your problem. And another simple thing, when you have that kind of chapped lips, they said you could just rub your fingers. And I think this is very simple. Rub your finger along your nose and then put them on your lips. This keep your lips, that put natural oil back in them. And there is so much that we could learn when we use these natural remedies that God has given us. So I am very thankful to God for giving us all of these remedies. And as we come here, time after time, and listen to various people who give us these remedies, we can't remember everything, but we can write them down. The most important thing that we could write them down. And then when you write them down, and somebody asks you, maybe you could help them. You could help somebody to use these natural remedies that God has given us. And this evening, I just want to sing a song for us. And it says, the longer we serve him, the sweeter he grows. And when we have all these problems, we could always trust God to help us, you know. And if we are serving God faithfully, he will show us the way. He will show us something to help our sickness. And if we get ill, because we are in a world where sickness will come, and today we know we cannot see the doctors as we used to see them. And I wouldn't like to go to doctors right now, because if you get sick, I would like somebody to accompany me when I'm going to the doctors. So what I don't hear, somebody else could hear. But right now you can't do that. So it is good to keep your body well, healthy, and strong so that we can serve God more faithfully and be a blessing to others. I am to sing, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Since I started for his kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my life to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Every need he is supplying, plenty grace he bestows. Every day my way the sweeter he grows. The longer I spend, the sweeter he grows. The longer I spend, more grace he bestows. And heaven like, the more I love him, each day is like heaven. My heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
Amen. Yes, my dear.
Amen.
The longer we serve Jesus, we learn a lot of things,
yes.
And the sweeter he grows every day.
Amen.
To us.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Amen.
My line, I give somebody else a chance to do it.
Okay. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved sister Consinelli, for joining and also singing this song. This song is a long time song. A long time I have not heard this song. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he goes. And I just want to thank, we just want to thank Sister Consinella for presenting this health tip and also giving us these natural remedy, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, as we read this evening about 1 John, Genesis 1:29, what the Lord said, the herb, and also with Sister Carla bring to say, you know, her natural remedy that we can use. And you know, Sister Consinelli have given us about chopped skin, lips, dry skin, and all these remedies, you know, that we have. I do hope that my brothers and sisters will take it to heart, practice, write down these tips, you know, the garlic, the onion, the asparagus, you know, nutritious food, vegetable to get a vitamin A, you know, so that our body will be well fixed. And also, you know, what the flaxseed oil and flaxseed and all these things, that is our natural remedy that the Lord wants us to use. So I just want to thank my dear sister from bringing this wonderful, wonderful health tip to us tonight, Health Reform Thursday. I'm going to open this line up for my brothers and sisters. 240-989-88. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Howdy do, beloved. This is Steffi calling from the Maryland, D.C. area.
Amen.
I just want to thank God. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be here on this line. And I've been telling people, you know, they'll send you information. I said, I give God thanks. I pray for you 365 days of the year and 366 during a leap year, right? So I just want to thank God for all of his wonderful blessings, all the things that he has done for me and for my family and for you and for your family as well. My daughter came home back from school, so Kaji's here, and so we're excited. KJ was in the kitchen, you know, doing their thing, and so it was just so excited to see. I haven't seen her since August, and so I'm thankful that God allowed her to get here safely. And so what is on my heart is this. It's very simple, and I know you all know it. Psalms 100, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5 says, for the Lord is what? Is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So I have to give God thanks every day for his mercy, right? For he is good. His mercy mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth in all generations. And so to all generations. So I'm thankful that I am here seeing another Thursday, another health Thursday. And thank you, Sister Cancinelli, for sharing that, because I went to my allergist on Monday, right? And she reported that I was a little dry. And I kind of knew why. You know, I didn't, you know, put on really any olive oil or anything, because I figured, okay, you're going to do some allergy tests. So I want to make sure that my body doesn't have any additional oil on it. But I so thank you for sharing that information. God is an on-time God, right? Sharing that information to us today about the dry skin and about, you know, chafing and those things. I'm always blessed to hear the wealth of information that you bring to us as it pertains to plant-based things that God has given us, right, so that we don't have to take medication, because we have the medication in the natural form. Amen. And so thank you so much for sharing that. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for Kaji and KJ. Pray for my family, that God will continue to put his edge of protection around us and will allow us to stand true to him. Another thankfulness for me is that Kaji, you know, she's away at school. You know, they're testing them twice a week. And God has protected her and her friends as well. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you all for all of your prayers for us and for the young people and for everyone that is on this line. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, I think you're not through.
Right, I just remember something. I was saying one thing. I have one more day, well, actually up until Sunday, for my other class, for this last class that I was in, that I told you that it was so hard. As of right now, I have a 98 and 50 hundredths of a point. So I'm so thankful, and I know y'all have been praying for me, because that class was just lethal. But I was able to finish my work usually on Thursday. Last week, I didn't realize that it was Thursday, and I was in the class, you know, for working on something that was going to totally forget. So I asked you all for forgiveness, but I heard that it was spirit-filled. Brother O'Neill and Sister Powell and you all and Carla, Sister Carla shared the word. So we thank you so much, and I thank you as well. But I was able to finish up all of my tasks for this class. I have one more thing that is due on Sunday. And so I got up this morning, you know, I was praying. I was like, Lord, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I jump up this morning. The Holy Spirit gave me exactly what I needed to do, and I texted it to my daughter. And I was like, don't pay it any attention. I just want to make sure that I have it still, because I knew I was going to forget it if I didn't write it down. So I'm thankful. I had something that was due today, but I finished it last Monday. And so it is just such a blessing to be able to finish things and just be accomplished with completing something, and I don't have to worry about it. So I thank God, and I thank you for your prayers, because that was one of the hardest classes I've taken in a long time. And so I pray, you know, that, you know, I mean, 98, 50, 100, so I pray that score will not change for the worse, but change for the better. So thank you, Sister Paul. I just remember that, and I was like, I feel so much at peace and at ease, because, you know, on the previous days, I was like, oh, my goodness, I have this to do, and she asked for so much, but God has given me the strength, the wisdom, to be able to maneuver. Amen. So thank you, Sister Powell.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for coming on and also sharing. And that praise report, I do know that God is good. He is able to do all things with your assignment, even though it was trying time, but you know God have allowed you to overcome. And I know joy in your heart to saw when you saw your daughter came from college, you know, that's also a blessing. And we thank God that she came home safely. And yes, sure, we will be continuing to pray for you with that class. And also, you know, we just thankful that we can join, you know, on this line, that we can give God the praise, because all praise and honor go to him. So I just want to thank you again for sharing. I'm going to open this line, and then I will ask Sister Carla if she can lead us in prayer so that the speaker will come on. Sister Stephanie, I think you will be presenting the health topic today. I am going to let this number, and then Sister Carla, asking you if you could lead us in prayer, general prayer, and ask that the Lord will pour out his blessings upon us and all those brothers and sisters that used to join this line. Allow them, you know, that the Lord will prick their heart, that they will come back and join, you know, that we can fellowship together in one. Right? So I'm going to open this line. 505-568-569, your line open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Yeah, Sister Powell, can you hear me?
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Powell, I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, for his grace, because God is good. God is awesome, Sister Powell. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Powell. However, how are you, beloved brothers and sisters? I know you are blessed, brothers and sisters. Remember, Sister Stephanie, my dear brothers and sisters, Sister Stephanie, say, brothers and sisters, let's have faith in the Lord. Let's have faith in God, because God is able. God is amazing God. God is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. There is no one else like him. Sister Powell, I have a lot of praise report, and I like to thank God for his love, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I have a prayer request. Can Sister Carla pray for my prayer request tonight? Is to pray for my mother, lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, lift up my mom in prayer. Pray for Brother Jahari, lift up Brother Jahari in prayer, Sister Power. Tell Sister Carla, lift up Brother Jahari in prayer. Pray for Sister Shamika. Sister Shamika, 7 and X, Sister Power. S-H-E-M-I-C-A. Lift up Sister Shamika. Sister Powell, don't forget to pray for Brother Jamal, because Brother Jamal lost his family members. Sister Powell, he's on the prayer line, and he lost his cousin yesterday, Sister Powell, his cousin, Jamal's cousin. Tell Sister Carla on the prayer line that Brother Jamal lost his cousin, because his cousin passed away, Sister Powell, and that is sad. But Sister Powell, his cousin is a girl, and she passed away. That's Jamal's cousin. Please lift up Jamal in prayer. And Sister Powell, please encourage Brother Jamal at the moment, because he told me yesterday that he lost his family members, his cousin. So lift up Jamal in prayer, because Sister Powell, pray for Brother Jamal that the Lord will make him be strong in the Lord. Sister Power, comfort him, lift him up in prayer. Sister Power, encourage Brother Jamal on this prayer line, because he's on this prayer line. He said that he lost his cousin. But Sister Power, I don't know, can you sing a song, or Sister Kyla can sing a song? May God bless you all. Can you encourage Brother Jamal, Sister Power, because he lost his cousin. He's on the prayer line. Thank you, brother.
All right, Brother Eli. Okay. Brother Eli, thank you for joining, and you're so faithful. And, you know, even though Brother Jamar has lost his loved one, God is there to comfort him, right? And all we have to do is to, you know, continue to pray and ask God blessings, you know, on him. So we're going to open the line and ask Sister Carla if she could offer a word of prayer, and then we will, you know, sing us a little song, and then we go into our message. Okay, so I'm going to open the line. 423-635, can you lead us in prayer, mm-hmm. my dear beloved?
Amen. Yes, yes. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we come before you saying, thank you, Jesus. Every day is a thanksgiving unto you, O Lord, for life, for health, for strength, Lord, for overcoming temptation, for being victorious, O Lord. We thank you ever so much. We thank you for our family, our friends, those that we meet day to day, those that we minister to, those that we pray for, we encourage. Oh, Lord, we thank you ever so much, O Father. May you have mercy upon us, O Lord. You say, whosoever keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing. And a wise man's heart discern both times and judgment. Lord, we see the time that we're living in. It's the end time, Lord. We are in the time of the end, O Father. We see evil coming around us, O Father. Help us, keep us, O Lord, spotless. Keep us, O Lord, as we are in the world. But help us not to be of the world, O Father. Guide us, O Father, in the way, in the path that you will have us to take right now, Lord, as we lifting up Brother Eli. We thank you for him, for his faithfulness, Lord. You see, he loved his brother. He petitioned them before you each and every time we come together, Lord. He's faithful. May he continue to be faithful to you, Lord. I ask that you will forgive him of his sin, his mother, Brother Jamal, Brother Isma, and the sisters, oh, Father, Sister Catherine, Sister Shamika, and all the other sisters, oh, Father, that he has presented the name, oh, Lord, Sister Christina, oh, Lord. There's so many sisters and brothers that he and classmates and friends that he has petitioned their names, oh, Lord. But right now, we're asking a special blessing for Brother Jamal that he have lost his family member, oh, Lord. We ask that you will have mercy upon the family, oh, Lord, that you will bring comfort for the mom, for the father of the one that had died, oh, Father. We ask, oh, Father, that they will seek you and draw closer to you, knowing that death is but a sleep, oh, Lord. Have mercy upon them, we ask, Lord. Have mercy upon us, O Father. Forgive us of our sins or trespasses, O Lord. We pray for those that used to be a part of the ministry, those that once walked with us but are no longer walking with us, or some maybe have moved to another area, or they're doing different ministry, O Father. We ask that you will continue to strengthen them, and those that have walked away from you, O Lord, we ask that you will have mercy upon them, O Father, that they will see the time that we are living in and they will repent and come back to their first love, which is you, Lord. We thank you for all the praise report, O Father. We thank you for each and every brothers and sisters on here and the ministry connected to them, their family members and friends, O Lord. Thank you for Sister Stephanie praising you. Thanksgiving unto you for the grades, for being able to accomplish so much in a short time, Lord. Continue to bless her. Continue to help her, Father, that she will continue to give you praise and she will continue to tell others of your goodness and to present you to those that she come in contact with. Bless her children, Kaja, and her son, O Lord, in a marked way. Continue to provide for them and protect them and guide them. Be with her as you bring the message, O Father. Fill her with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We lift up each brothers and sisters, Sister Consonelli, Sister Leola, Brother O'Neill, Sister Brenda and her husband, Sister Leola's husband, their family, O Lord, the Calvair family, Brother Bernard family, Brother Mozart family, the Richardson family, Lord, Sister Tymiko family, Lord, Sister Katie family, O Father. There's so many brothers and sisters we want to lift up before you right now, Lord. We ask that you will have mercy upon them. You know the needs, O Lord. You know the struggles. You know the hard time that some are going through even now, Lord. Be with Sister Sandra, Sister Payne, O Lord. Be with those, O Lord, that don't know you and don't have a personal relationship with you at this time, O Father. We pray that we will cross paths with them in some way. Give them a book, a smile. Pray for them, Lord. Encourage them, O Father, so they can want to know the Jesus that we serve, so they can get a glimpse of you through us, O Father. and be drawn closer to you and to repent of their sins, Lord. Thank you for Sister Powell and the Markway, the work that she's doing, oh, Father, even in her older age, oh, Lord. She's a witness to each and every one of us, oh, Lord. She has more strength than the young people, oh, Father. I thank you for her, for covering her, for protecting her, for leading her and guiding her as a great example unto the female especially, Lord. Bless her in a mark way, her children, her grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and everything that she put her hand to do according to your will. Bless it, oh, Father, that it will multiply and grow. Lord, please forgive me for whoever name I have not brought up, oh, Lord. May you touch them. May you bless them. The unspoken prayer requests, oh, Father, be with them, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, the dear sister from New York that used to come on, oh, Lord, Sister Barnaby, oh, Lord, have mercy upon her. I don't know what's going on with her, Lord. I ask that you will help her, Father. I ask that you will touch her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch Sister Barnaby, especially encouraging ladies singing and praising you, oh, Lord, and she's missing from the line, oh, Lord, have mercy upon her. Bring her back. Let us know, oh, Father, that all is well with her soul, oh, Lord. Please have mercy upon each and every one that have left, oh, Lord. Bless them and help them to come back and testify of your goodness and what you are doing in their life, in their ministry, and their growth. We thank you ever so much, Lord. Bless us again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for that praying for each one of us. My dear brothers and sisters, I tried to get in touch with Sister Barnaby. I called the number that I have, and I don't get any reply. But we are trying, and we are praying for her. I do hope that she's okay, because I call her number, and I don't get any response. God is so good. But I think she's okay, by the grace of God. We just continue to pray for her. Right, and your next voice you will hear, my dear brothers and sisters, after I sing this song, right, little song is Sister Stephanie. So let us sing the song 590, Trust and Obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters on the line, all we have to do, trust and obey our dear Jesus. He's coming soon, and He wants us to be faithful and also to be obedient to His word. So I'm asking, my dear brothers and sisters, get your pen and also your notebook and the Minister of Healing, and just prepare and ready for the message. And I also thank you all for joining. 240-988-7907.
All right, good night, beloved. It is such a blessing once again to be here for this wonderful Health Thursday. I know Sister Paul talked about, I heard her talking about Genesis 1, 28 through 29. God gave us, what, the green herb for meat, right? And then talked about the new start, Sister Paul, right? Heard Sister Consonetti talking about the garlic and the onions and those wonderful things. Those are called superfoods because not only are they good for dry skin, they're good for antibiotic, they're good for asthma, they're good for allergies, they're good for the pestilence that is rampaging this world. And so we are just so blessed that we can find these things. One of the things that I heard, I don't know if Brother O'Neill is on the line, and I think he had kind of shared that before, was they were thinking about, somebody sent me an article, and I you know, we had touched on it, you know, on our trap and chew line on Sabbath, and it was about, they were looking into this nanotechnology to be able to infuse the pestilence that's going on, the jab inside of plants, right? And I know you all know that they're, you know, creating genetically engineered food and different things like that. And I saw the article, and initially, you know, and I'm going to kind of speak in a little bit of code. We're not, let me put the disclaimer out there. We are not saying that whatever we share is curing anything. We're just saying that the information that we're given is for educational purposes and for resolution that we have gotten because of through ailments that we have experienced. So I just wanted to put that out there. And so Mr. Flood Bates, okay, the name rhymed with Bates, anyway, had purchased one of the largest acreage of land in a long time. And I when I heard that, farmland, that is, when I heard that, I was like, what is going on? You know, this person's in, you know, technology and computers and stuff, but, you know, see the need, found the need to purchase large farmland. And so when I got the article, again, where they were saying that, you know, a couple researchers and nanotechnologists are working together to be able to infuse the jab inside of plants so that they will be able to get people to take it, right? And so we have to be careful. What because I know that many of us on this line, that's all we eat. And so as I heard that and saw that and was reading that, I thought about the country property, right? And I thought about not only the country property, but us growing our own food, right? Because if we don't grow our own food, we don't know where it's coming from, right? And sometimes they could, you know, slap the word organic on it, and I don't necessarily know if we really know, you know, that it is of such. When we think about, you have organic, we know that what constitutes a fruit, and I know you all are saying it, a seed, right? Fruit has to have a seed, okay? And think about it. Have you seen organic fruit that doesn't have seed? Think about it. Answer out loud in your house while you're at your Thanksgiving dinner. They're organic fruits that has no seeds. And so that leads me to think about, you know, what does it really mean that it's organic? I'm not saying that they're not, you know what I mean, they're not step up, but I'm just saying these are things that we have to, the Bible said we need to be wise as a serpent and harmless like a dove. So he wants us to be wise. You okay? Okay. All right. So, yeah, that was my daughter. I'm not sure what's going on. So, yeah, I just thought about that as well. We really have to be careful. And when I saw it, I said, you know what? There's a saying that they would say in Jamaica all the time, you never see smoke without fire, right? So when I started, I was like, wait a minute. I was asking, why was he buying up so much farmland? And so now, you know, you can kind of connect the dots together. And so, Sister Powell, you went over your new start. You did early. I'm pretty sure you did, correct?
Okay. All right. The new start, the 8 laws of health, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Paul. Yes, and I have one of my church mom, Sister Naomi. She often say the 8 doctors that make house call, and they are what? Absolutely free. Okay? Absolutely free. You might, you know, have to pay for your water bill and stuff, but, you know, it's absolutely free, you know. And so the 3rd epistle of John, Sister Paul might have read it. I'm going to reread chapter 1.
Yes.
It says, the elder unto the well-beloved, Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.
For,
and I know she probably read it already, right?
Yes. For I rejoice.
Okay, but it says, there's they say repetition deepens the impression, you know. So it will be embedded in us. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4 says,
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children
walk in truth. Amen. And so as today, as the, not the world, well, my, not the world, but as everyone pretty much, majority of the individuals in this United States of America are celebrating Thanksgiving Day. And so, you know, if you really think back and look at, you know, the history of Thanksgiving, what was the first Thanksgiving? Was it like this? What are some of the things that are on your plate? What are some of the things that you're consuming? How healthy is it for you? You know, are we utilizing the 8 doctors that make house call in this, right? Sometimes a lot of us use this day to indulge, right, ourselves, so we become intemperate. And so because they're looking at being thankful, right, thankfulness, I am going to look at today a couple of things. I'm going to go into Mind Cure. So I have Mind Cure, and I saw something in co-working of divine and human. All right, so I saw that, and we're going to read something out of that. So let me just say another word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. Lord, we are unworthy, but Lord, Heavenly Father, you have blessed us anyway. So we want to ask you, Lord, to forgive us of anything that we have done that is not in line with you. Hide me, Lord, under your wings. Touch my lips with coal so that this word that you have for us today on your Health Thursday will be one that will be stirring and will change us so that we will not be the same. Lord, there's so many confusion. There's so many things that are going on around us. There's so many people that did not wake up today. But, Lord, you saw it fit to breathe your breath on us, Heavenly Father, and we take it not for granted. Lord, we don't only praise you, and we're not only thankful just for this one day, because we know it was because of you why we're not consumed. We know that it's because of you why you kept us while we are still here. So we thank you 365 days of the year and 366 in the leap year. Our mouth, we don't have words to show our gratitude towards you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing the answer. Be with us tonight. We pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, so let's look at, I think I want to start with co-working. I'm going to start with co-working of divine and human. And it says, the gospel of health. I want to start with that. I kind of highlighted 2 portions in here. two. I want to highlight two parts, and then I'm going to go into the next portion. So I'm in the co-working of the divine and the human, and it says, the sick are to be restored through the cooperation of the human and the divine. All right? The sick are to be restored through the cooperation of the human and the divine. And I heard Sister Cantinelli say something. She said, you know what, I don't like medication. I don't like to take it. I try my best not to take it. I try to do natural remedy. And so, too, I have that sentiment. I don't like to take medication. I always try, when they give me the medication, I always try to look at it to see what are the main properties in it. Because I don't know if you know this, most of these drugs that they're giving us are derived from some plant-based, right? And so they take the plant and then they synthesize it and, you know, start engineering it, you know, so that it will have the same effect as the plant. But my question always say, why not go to the direct source, right? And so I thought about that as she was sharing that we need to go through the natural stuff. One of the elders at my church, he was saying to me, you know, that he has allergies and I have allergies. You know, and he said he came down with asthma. I remember my dad in adult stage came down with diagnosed with asthma. And so I went to my to the allergist, you know, take a shot. Yeah, I'm, you know, allergic to, you know, mold and pollen and all of those other stuff. And I want you to pray for her, too, because she's just like something else. But I started to say, you know what, let me look at some of the natural stuff that, you know, we can take. You know, we know the garlic, we know the onions and all of those things. But I said, let me go and look and see some other things that, you know, are good for, has antihistamine in it and stuff. And so what I found was, because I told you, the elder had asked me, you know, no, he told me, he said, you know, he came down with asthma. He was diagnosed with asthma and allergies earlier this year. And I said, you know what, I'm going to get you some information, some health, something from the health message and give to you some of the things that you can use naturally. But I never got around to it, you know, other than the regular things that I've been doing. And so when I went to this, the allergist, and, you know, she was talking, and you know, they want to give you medication and say all of these things. And, you know, and let me share this with you all, beloved. When you go to the doctor, because it is good to go to the doctor. It is good to, you know, get your physical. That doesn't mean that you have to take what they tell you to take, but it is good to do those things and get your blood work and to make sure, you know, those levels are okay. That's fine, okay? But always make sure that you are able to get to read your chart, right? Get to read what they're writing down on about you, what you say, right? And so I happened to go and look. And I was like, the stuff that she wrote, I was like, I never told you that. You know, she was classifying me with acid reflux. Okay, acid reflux, I've never had that before, right? When she was the one that told me, I was like, no, that doesn't sound like. She was like, but, you know, you eat a lot of citrus. I was like, yeah, but I don't eat the other things that you know. And she asked me about caffeine. She was shocked, you know, and she was not, you know, I'm brown skin. I'm from Jamaica. She's not brown skin like me. And so there's some biases, right? And so she asked me, and she was like, well, you know, you eat meat. That, you know, her thing is she's just assuming that, you know, I'm eating meat. And I was like, no. She asked me all the things. I said, no, and no. And she said, so are you vegetarian? And I said, actually, no, I'm plant-based. And she was like, you're vegan? I said, yeah, I'm plant-based. I don't eat, you know, any kind. And she was stunned, right? And then she threw to me when she was trying to ask me about, you know, the acid reflux. She was like, well, do you do caffeine? I was like, no, I don't do caffeine. I said, I drink tea, but they're all decaffeinated. I said, they're peppermint tea, fresh from, you know, from the herb, astragalus or astragalus, fresh from the herb, you know, from the plant. It's not, you know, made. It's not processed. And when I went back and looked in my, you know, in my chart, how many of you actually go and read what the doctor says or wrote on your behalf? I know that I don't do it a lot, you know, because most of the time you don't really see, but you can ask. This one, they have it online. And the Holy Spirit just said to me, go ahead and look at it. And I opened it, and it was just all a bunch of flawed information. I said, I didn't say this. I didn't, you know, I was like, you told me about acid reflux. I didn't tell you about acid reflux. And it was just, and I, you know, made sure that I called. You know, I called, and I said, you know, this is incorrect. I never said this. She was like, well, I thought. And so what I'm saying to us, beloved, and then she said, well, I, you don't have to go through it, you know, with a fine tooth comb. I was like, what? I was like, you should be recommending that I go through it with a fine teeth or tooth comb to make sure that information that you put down there are accurate. Amen. And so I say this to you all just because it happened to me, just to make sure that when you go, make sure that, you know, you see what they're writing down, or you ask some way to say, well, no, I need to check it. This is not correct. And call them on it, you know, and say, okay, I need you to correct this, and I need you to write the right thing. You know, don't write what you think, write what I'm informing you, write what the test is showing you, right? So I just wanted to share that. That was very comical to me. But anyway, I get back to the point where there are things that I found out about that has natural antihistamine in it that are good for allergies and asthma. And I shared this before. Some of these things I've shared, or I've shared some things about allergies and asthma previously, but these are some new information that I gathered. So there was something that was called butterbur, B-U-T-T-E-R-B-U-R. That is really, it's a natural, it's a plant. It is good for allergies and asthma. And I know that, you know, the fall is coming around. We're in, you know what I mean, different things are going on. And so that's something that you are able to use, all right? The stinging nettle, that is also good for asthma and allergies. And guess what? Grapefruit has what is called quercetin in it. That is also good for allergies and asthma. And I think there are about two more. I can't remember what they are, but when I remember them, I will definitely let you know. So let's go into what the co-working of the divine and the human. Sin, the cause of disease. Anything that is that deep purple, so like cranberry and pomegranate, we call it panga nut, that is something that is also good for allergies and asthma. The purple cabbage, and I'm just remembering when I was looking at something down there by, is it pine? Wildwood? I think I was looking at something on their site, and they told me about that as well. So those are some of the other things that you can use as well. All right, so let's get into this. It says, sin, the cause of disease. We're trying to figure out, you know, what is the cause of disease? You talk to people, they're like, okay, you know, it is something that I ate, it's this, it's that, you know what I mean? Yeah, the food too. But it says, sin, the cause of disease. When Christ healed disease, he warned many of the afflicted ones, sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. John 5, verse 14. So we know that God is love, but God gives us direction. God gives us guidance. He gives us things that we need to do in order to get healing and to actually stay clear of disease. Amen? It says, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. John 5, verse 14. Thus he taught that they had brought disease upon themselves by transgressing the laws of God, and that health could be preserved only by obedience. Only by what? By obedience. The physician should teach his patient that they are to cooperate with God in the work of restoration. I think we've read this before, but many of our physicians aren't pushing that, right? One of the things that, you know, she said she wanted to do another test on me, but she said because I was not jabbed, she wasn't able to do it in her office. So she's going to refer me to somebody else, amen? So just know that, you know, and for me, I'm praying that I don't have to get sick where I have to go into a hospital. That is my prayer, and that's my prayer for all of you all on this line, so that we can call each other and the Holy Spirit was able to guide us, right? So that we can use, as Sister Cancinelli said, use the herb, use the plants that are around us to give us healing, right? And with the faith that God is going to heal us. Amen? Because if we're using all these things, but we don't believe that God is going to give us healing, will we be healed? Would we be healed, Sister Fowler?
No.
No. I think your line is muted. No, it will not. Amen? All right. So it says, the physician should teach his patient that they are to cooperate with God in the work of restoration. We're not hearing that. They're telling you if you're not jabbed, they can't see you. It's the best thing. That's how you're going to not get the disease. That's how you're going to stay healthy or recover. Amen? The physician has a continually interested realization of the fact that disease is the result of sin. He knows that the laws of nature, as truly as the precepts of the Decalogue, are divine, and that only in obedience to them can help be recovered or preserved. He sees many suffering as the result of hurtful practices who might be restored to health if they would do what they might for their own restoration. They need to be taught that every practice which destroys the physical, mental, or spiritual energies is sin. I'm going to read that again. They need to be taught that every practice which destroy the physical, mental, or spiritual energies is sin, and that health is to be secured through what? Obedience. Through what? Obedience to the laws that God has established for the good of all mankind. Mm-hmm. When a physician sees a patient suffering from disease caused by improper eating and drinking, or other wrong habits, yet neglects to tell them of this, he is doing his fellow being an injury. Drunkens, maniacs, those who are given over to licentiousness, all appeal to the physician to declare clearly and distinctly that suffering results from sin. Those who understand the principles of the life should be in earnest in striving to counteract the causes of disease. Seeing the continual conflict with pain, laboring constantly to alleviate suffering, how can the physician hold his peace? Is he benevolent and merciful if he does not teach strict temperance as a remedy for disease? The next portion I'm going to read is called, I'm still in the co-working of divine and human. The next portion I'm going to read a little bit is the gospel of health. The gospel of health. Men need to learn that the blessings of obedience in their fullness can be theirs only as they receive the grace of Christ. It is his grace that gives men power to obey the laws of God. It is this that enables him to break the bondage of evil habits. This is the only power that can make him and keep him steadfast in the right path. When the gospel is received in its purity and power, it is a cure for the maladies that originated in sin. I am going to read that again because it says, this word is like medicine to our bones, shoot up in our bones, right? And it can give us healing. It can give us peace. It can give us joy. It can give us comfort. Amen. And it gives us healing. When the gospel is received in its purity and power, it is a cure for the maladies that originated in sin. All right, so when we hear, you know, you have individuals, they walk around and they say, we're what? We're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. There's another verse that we usually don't read, right? And we need to read that verse because when we receive the gospel in its purity, in its power, it is cure. It is a cure for the maladies that originated in sin. The Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings. Malachi 4, verse 2. Not all this world bestows can heal a broken heart, impart peace of mind, remove care, or banish disease. Fame, genius, talent are powerless to gladden the sorrowful heart or to restore the wasted life. The life of God in the soul is man's only hope. And I wanted to pause right here. And I want to ask this question. Would you rather have health, you're in good health and peace, or you'd rather have $1 billion? Well, would you rather have health and peace, or you'd rather have wealth, $1 billion, and sickness? I know for me, give me health and peace, amen? Give me health and peace, because if you think about all of this, I was having a conversation with, you know, some of, you know, one of my girlfriends, and even my siblings and stuff, and my mom, and I say, you know, look at all of these individuals, you know, they died wealthy. Whitney Houston, Prince, Michael Jackson, people look up to them. They own so much, but now they're dead. Their probation is closed. They're in the ground, in the dirt. Left billions and millions in their estate, but they're not able to utilize it. Right? So let us not lay up our treasure on earth, but let us keep our mind heaven bound. So we continue. It says, the life of God in the soul is man's only hope. The love which Christ diffuses through the whole being is a vitalizing power. Every vital part, the brain, the heart, the nerves, it touches with healing. By it, the highest energy of the being are aroused to activity. It frees the soul from the guilt and sorrow, the anxiety and care that crush the life forces. With it comes serenity and composure. It implants in the soul joy that nothing earthly can destroy. Joy in the Holy Spirit, health-giving, life-giving joy. Our Savior words, come unto me and I will give you rest, Matthew 11, verse 28, are a prescription for the healing of physical, mental, and spiritual ills, not the medication. The remedies within our Savior, come unto me and I will give you rest, Matthew 11, verse 28, are a prescription for the healing of physical, mental, and spiritual ills. Though men have brought suffering upon themselves by their own wrongdoing, he regards them with pity. In him, they may find help. He will do great things for those who trust in him. Although for ages sin has been strengthening its hold on the human race, although through falsehood and artifice, Satan has cast the black shadow of his interpretation upon the word of God. Something is going on with my eyes just now. All right. And I'm going to read that again. Satan has cast the black shadow of his interpretation upon the word of God and has caused men to doubt his goodness. Yet the Father's mercy and love have not ceased to flow eastward. In rich currents, if human beings would open the windows of the soul heavenward in appreciation of the divine gift, a flood of healing virtue would pour in. I am going to read that again. I'm going to read that portion again. It says, although for ages sin has been strengthening its hold on the human race, although through falsehood and artifice, Satan has cast the black shadow of his interpretation upon the word of God and has caused men to doubt his goodness, yet the Father's mercy and love have not ceased to flow eastward in current, in rich current. If human beings would open the windows of the soul heavenward in appreciation of the divine gift, a flood of healing virtue would pour in. Amen. Amen and amen. So we have the current, we have the connection with our Savior for healing. Amen. The next portion I'm going to read is going to be the last part. I said it was in Mind Cure. Hold on, I think my thing just slipped through. It's in Mind Cure. My paper just fell out. Mind Cure. My paper just slipped out from the portion that I was reading. Yes, give a little song. Yeah, so I could find it. My it just slipped out from the page that I had it. The paper just fell out in my little marker. So let me find it. And this portion is very fitting for today. It is actually gratitude and praise. That's the part that I wanted, that I'm getting ready to do now. And I think it is so fitting for today. All right, so I found it, 206. I found it back. Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 206. All right, here we go. All right, so here we go. Mind Cure. And under Mind Cure, it says, the fellowship of the soul with him who is its life. So I'm going to read this portion. I thought as the world is celebrating Thanksgiving, I thought that this was fitting for us, gratitude and praise. Gratitude and praise. Do we only give God gratitude and praise only when things are going good for us, only on this Thanksgiving that, this country celebrates Thanksgiving? Are we supposed to give gratitude and praise at all times, right? It says that praises should be on our lips at all times. So it says, I'm in Mind Cure and I'm reading gratitude and praise. Nothing tends more to promote health of body and of soul than does a spirit of gratitude and praise. It is a positive duty to resist melancholy. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. Beautiful. Discontented thoughts and feelings. As much as duty as it is to pray. I'm going to read that again. I think that needs reading again. Nothing tends more to promote health of body and of soul than does a spirit of gratitude and praise. It is a positive duty to resist melancholy, discontented thoughts and feelings, as much a duty as it is to pray. If we are heaven-bound, connected to what we just read previously, thank you, Holy Spirit, how can we go as a band of mourners, groaning and complaining all along the way to our Father's house? And, you know, God don't take, when we murmur and complain, and so he don't take that. He rejects that. Those professed Christians who are constantly complaining and who seem to think cheerfulness and happiness are sin, have not genuine religion. Those who take a mournful pleasure in all that is melancholy in the natural world, who choose to look upon dead leaves rather than to gather the beautiful living flowers who see no beauty in grand mountain heights and in valleys clothed with living green, who close their senses to the joyful voice which speaks to them in nature and which is sweet and musical to the listening ear, these are not in Christ. If you look around, the trees are falling. Fall is so beautiful, right? The many colors of the trees and the leaves, just beautiful. It might cause us, you know, some kind of irritation with the, you know, the things that are being released and everything, but it is still beautiful no matter what, right? So we need to look at those things. Look at Christ. Look at God's creation in nature and thinking about how beautiful or wonderful or awesome. I was sharing on the prayer line with Sister Tamiko and Sister Powell the other day that what came to my mind was when the angel, right, in heaven, the angel sings. The angel covered their faces, their wings, and with their wings and their feet and everything. And they were made higher than we were, right, a little higher than we were. They never sinned. And we don't look at and understand that we're in the presence of a mighty God. We just say and do and look any other way. But the angels sing praises, holy, and cover their faces and their wings and all of that. And we just think, you know what, we're sinners. We just come any other way. Huh? And I had to reflect upon that to say, they're giving God thanks and praises every single minute up in heaven. I want to be that. Is that you? I want to be that. Amen? All right, so we continue. It's they are gathering to themselves gloom and darkness when they might have brightness, even the sun of righteousness arising in their hearts with healing in his beams. Often your mind may be clouded because of pain. Then do not try to think. You know that Jesus loves you. He understands your weakness. You may do his will by simply resting in his arms. It is a law of nature that our thoughts and feelings are encouraged and strengthened as we give them utterance. While words express thoughts, it is also true that thoughts follow words. I'm going to read it again. While words express thoughts, it is also true that thoughts follow words. And I remember this is something that I would share with my children. I share it with my birth children, and I share it with my children that I teach, right? And I would say, be careful of, remember that, Kaji? Okay, so you heard her. She's saying it in the kitchen. I've always taught them this from they were really young. And I would say to them, be careful of your words. No, it's the other way around. Be careful of your thoughts. Yes. Be careful of your thoughts, because they become your words. Be careful of your words, because they become your actions. Be careful of your actions, because they become your destiny. No, they become your character. Be careful of your character. It becomes your destiny. And so this is what this is saying. It is a law of nature that our thoughts and feelings are encouraged and strengthened as we give them utterance. While words express thoughts, it is also that thoughts follow words, right? If we would give more expression to our faith, rejoice more in the blessings that we know we have, the great mercy and love of God, we should have more faith and greater joy. And I read something here up here earlier where they talk about, you know, looking at the dimness and the gloom around us. I've always said to people, you know, you have this saying, they're like, oh, I see the glass half empty. I see the glass half full. Amen? Because it's easier for me to say, okay, God, you know, you're going to fill my cup than for me to say, oh, that cup is so empty today. You know, I look, I say, God, I see you filling my cup already, and I'm going to give you praises. I'm going to thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Amen? And so that is what this is saying. Rejoice more in the blessing and we know we have the great mercy and love of God. We should have more faith and greater joy. No tongue can express, no finite mind can conceive the blessing that results from appreciating the goodness and love of God. That's what I thought about with the angel. What more me? Even on earth, we may have joy as a wellspring, never failing, fed by the streams that flow from the throne of God. Then let us educate our hearts and lips to speak the praise of God for his matchless love. Let us educate our souls to be hopeful and to abide in the light shining from the cross of Calvary. Never should we forget that we are children of the high, of the heavenly King, sons and daughters of the Lord of hosts. It is our privilege to maintain a calm repose in God. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts and be ye thankful. Colossians 3, verse 15. Forgetting our own difficulties and troubles, let us praise God for an opportunity to live for the glory of his name. Let the fresh blessings of each new day awaken praise in our hearts for these tokens of his love and care. When you open your eyes in the morning, thank God that he has kept you through the night. Thank him for his peace in your heart. Morning, noon, and night. That's what I said earlier, right? We thank God every single day, every hour, every minute, every second, not just on Thanksgiving Day. Amen. Thank him for his peace in your heart.
Amen.
Morning, noon, and night. Let gratitude as a sweet perfume ascend to heaven. When someone asks how you're feeling, do not try to think of something mournful to tell in order to gain sympathy. Do not talk of your lack of faith and your sorrows and suffering. Talk about seeing the glass half full. Amen. The tempter delights to hear such words. When talking on gloomy subjects, you are glorifying him. We are not to dwell on the great power of Satan to overcome us. Often we give ourselves into his hands by talking of his power. Let us talk instead of the great power of God to bind up all our interests with his own. Tell of the matchless power of Christ and speak of his glory. All heaven is interested in our salvation. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000, are commissioned to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. How beautiful is that, beloved? They guard us against evil and press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. Have we not reason to be thankful every moment? Thankful even when there are apparent difficulties in our pathway. Oh, my mercy. But that is just me. And the next portion is sing praises. I'm not going to, I'm just going to read one sentence out of that, and then I will be done. It says sing praises, let praise and thanksgiving be expressed in song. When tempted, instead of giving utterance to our feelings, let us by faith lift up a song of thanksgiving of God. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. We praise thee, O God, for thy Spirit of life, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed all glory and praise to the God of all grace, who has brought us and sought us and guided our ways. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Chorus says, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Song is a weapon that we can always use against discouragement. As we thus open the heart to the sunlight of the Savior's presence, we shall have health and his blessing. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous work. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice and that seek the Lord, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalms 107, verse 1 through 2, 105, verse 2 through 3, 107, 9 through 15, and 42, verse 11. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. This command is an assurance that even the things which appear to be against us will work for our good. God would not bid us be thankful for that which would do us harm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In the day of trouble, he shall keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And I'll have one more portion, just a little bit. And I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yay, I will sing praises unto the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings, and he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Psalms 27, verse 1, 27, 5 through 6, Revised Version, Psalms 41 through 3, and Psalms 28, verse 7. Here ends the reading for tonight. I pray that you were blessed. I know I was blessed. It gave me peace. It gave me strength, and it gave me power from up on high. Amen and amen.
Can you
pray
for
us? I think it's about you. One question, you want commentary, and feedback, and then you could go into prayer.
Can you pray, and then we ask if any question or feedback.
Amen. No problem. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we just want to say thank you for this word. I know my spirit was uplifted. You spoke to me, Heavenly Father, and I thank you. thank you, Lord, that we are to give you praises even in the storms and the trials. We're to give you praises every minute, every hour, every day, every second, because that is the healing. There is power. I think this is in Proverbs. It says that there is life and death is in our tongue. And so, Lord, as we praise you, we ask you to strengthen us, Lord. Touch our eyes so that we will see, no matter all the things that are going on around us, we will see your glory and your blessings in your creation and even in the things that you have done for us, the things that you have done for others on this line. Thank you, Lord, for your word in due season. Your word is healing. Your word is medicine to our bones. We thank you, Lord, for this word today. Let us be embedded in our hearts so that we can share this. Your word is contagious. That's the pestilence we should be spreading. Your word, your message, your everlasting gospel. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for that presentation, brothers and sisters. This is the time that we listen to all these wonderful promises that God gave us, and he wants us to rejoice in and to appreciate the blessings that he had given unto us, and that we, what I got from the old reading is for us to be obedient to God without doubting. You know, we must fear God and give glory to him. And I just pray that, you know, each one of us who gather on this line tonight, you know, see the needs of praising the Lord and also to give thanks to him for what he has done. Not only thanks for today, thanksgiving, but to give thanks unto the Lord, to call upon his name and to allow him to know how much we all appreciate him. So, brothers and sisters, if you have any question or any query that you did not show here correctly or you do not get it clearly, can you press one and the line will be open to you. Brothers and sisters, thank you for sharing, you know, just that I can open the line. For this subject, brother, the subject that we are on, that seven they have given unto us with the reading, and we can also go back and study the reading. So we are asking you, if you don't have any query, we will close off for tonight, and that we will able to join tomorrow, Monday night. And Monday night, we do know that is the Great Controversy Study, no, End of Time Study by Brother Elder Richardson. So we are going to wish you a blessed night tonight, and let us close off with another prayer. And thank you all for joining, and I'm asking my brothers and sisters, please, to remember to continue to go back and study these writings, these readings. You know, as we saw what is happening in this world, we have some strange doctrine going around, and it is going around in the Seventh-day Adventist region. So we are asking our brothers and sisters, let us search the scripture for ourselves, page by page, precept upon precept, so that we can study to understand what God is meaning towards us and how we are supposed to present the message out there that God have given unto us. So I just want to thank my brother and sister tonight for sharing, and we are inviting you tomorrow night. So let's pray. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for his mercies, endure it forever. Father, we want to bring glory to you tonight for the reading, dear Lord, that you have given unto us in the ministry of health, and for us to count our blessings one by one, what you have done for us, Lord. First, Lord, we are asking you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each one of us as we join, dear Father. We are coming, drawing nearer to the end of the another year. And Lord, we want to thank you so far for what you have done for us. even in this pandemic, Lord, we saw you carry us through. We ourselves and our family members, and we just want to say thank you, and we present ourselves to you. Help us, dear Lord, as we come and sit at your feet, Lord, and to listen to what you have to say to us, dear Lord, that we will receive it boldly, and also just not receive it for ourselves, but that we will receive your truth, your word, your light in the testimonies, Lord, in the natural remedy that you have given unto us so that we can be obedient with your command. So we want to thank you tonight. Bless each heart and family, each one of us here and our family members, especially, Lord, we place our young people to you. You know every one of them, and we ask you for guide them and ourselves, and help us, Lord, to be faithful to you. This is our prayer we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good night, my dear brothers and sisters. We will just close out tonight with a song. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.